Yo, what's up, fam? This your lesbian host that's always doing the most. Your very own New Orleans green-eyed goddess. Peace and blessings, y'all. Welcome to my very own podcast. Oh my goodness, y'all don't know how long I've been waiting to do this. This is very new to me. I just actually sat here and wrote what I was going to say to you guys. So, I think that's pretty darn awesome if you ask me. But here you're going to be hearing about the latest LGBT news, celeb news, makeup tips, mainstream and underground music, and your weekly rant and positivity, yo. So sit back, relax, laugh, and light up. You are now listening to your very own OG Goddess podcast here on the Anchor app. What's good, you guys? Okay, so now we're back to the OG Goddess podcast, you guys, and our very first topic of the day is going to be about your typical quote-unquote off lesbian, right? We're in the age of 2018. You could be looking at somebody and all of them just think they're either straight or heterosexual or, you know, aren't like that. A lot of people have came to me and said that, like a lot of my co-workers. I'm not going to say any names. I'm not even going to say where I work, because personally I think it's funny. And I had a friend of mine who's also a lesbian. She don't say until she cracks a lesbian joke just to see where their head is. And I was just like, oh yeah, really? Like, and the first thing she said was, oh, the best thing about a lesbian is you can choose when you want to have your baby. If they don't laugh or snicker or anything, or if they have something snobby to say, that's when you can tell. And I was like, oh, that's a good one. Like, I had someone that I used to work with or whatever. I was trying to like be a, like pretty close to her just because, you know, me and her were coworkers. I really don't have any, you know, that many friends. So one day she was just asking me, hey, you have a boyfriend? Just because I was new there. And I hate the fact that's like the first thing that you ask a person. Do you have a boyfriend? The first question I believe you should say is, do you have a spouse? You know, just because you never know. It's 2018. We're like not in 1978 and we're damn sure not in 1942. So, you know. So she was like, hey, do you have a boyfriend? And I was just like, no, I have a spouse. And she was like, oh, you have a spouse? I was like, yeah, I have a girlfriend. She was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was like, what? She was like, you don't even look gay. I was like, well, what the fuck do you want me to have? A fucking rainbow cape on? What the fuck? Like, do I need to be tonguing a lesbian down all the damn time? Like, what the hell? But that's neither here nor there. And she was like, I thought normal lesbians was like, you know, like really dominant, like, you know, look like a boy. And I'm just like a stud, you know, if that's the case, if you want to like use the correct terminology, you know, say stud. She was like, oh yeah, like, you know, like how to be trying to be a guy. I was like, no. I like women. I like women who know that they're women. That's just me. I mean, they have women that have their preference. That's them. And I love them for that because they're being themselves. There's nothing wrong with that. I used to date studs. currently I am in a very, 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 very happy, serious relationship with a lipstick lesbian, surprisingly. And for a long time, I was just like, no, I don't like lipstick lesbians. They're too much drama. They do too much. They cry. I cry. The fuck? That shit's crazy. Fuck out of here, you know? But one day, you know, fate calls. Faith definitely calls, and I found my soulmate. But love who you guys want to love. Moral of the story is, not every female will be your typical lesbian that you meet. Not every lesbian that you meet will be your typical lesbian that you meet. Like, I like lipstick lesbians, and I'm a lipstick lesbian. And they have a friend of mine, she likes studs, and she's a stud. I have another friend of mine, she's a stud, and she don't even go by the fact that she's a stud, you know? So I think that's, you know, awesome, because they have their own individuality, you know? So that's one awesome, cool thing about being in the LGBT community. So, love, peace, and happiness. What's good? What's good, you guys? So, we're back, and y'all know what that background music mean. Unfortunately, we got to talk about Kanye. Kanye West has recently came out. Oh my goodness, this is so crazy because everybody's a Kanye fan and I'm a super Kanye fan. Oh, also, we have somebody in the building right now with me. It's my second half, my yin to the yang, my twin, Princess. Say hey, Princess.
Hello, everybody. Princess is in the building, baby.
I can't deal. So, we're going to be talking about the Kanye West escapade. I don't know what to call it. The segment of 2018, because this is about to be a whole month just of this nigga. I just know it is. So, Kanye West came out with a very exclusive interview with Charlamagne Tha God at his home after his post-hospitalization and him being away from the limelight for a whole year. Here, Charlamagne asked him numerous amount of questions, of course, that us as Kanye fans and his fans have asked about frequently, like the whole thing about him on Twitter coming out about him being a Trump supporter, the orange nigga supporter. So Charlamagne asked him questions along the line of that and what happened, why weren't you there, why you know, what was going on with you, and pretty much homie danced around them questions, if you asked me. If you was to really, like, you know, sit down and look at the interview. Actually, the interview is going to be on YouTube. I'm going to try and find a way I could put up the link. But it is on Kanye West's YouTube page, where he's in his home and they're asking him, like, all the questions that we've been wanting to ask. And he didn't answer them. Not all of them. And I'm so proud of Charlamagne, because Charlamagne wasn't a dick this time, like how he normally is to a lot of his music artists that he interviews. He actually sat there and was like, let me actually physically try and figure out what you saying, Kanye, so I can execute it perfectly to your fans and the world that is still trying to figure out what the fuck, what we doing, Kanye, what we doing? What's going on, Mr. West?
Kanye had me upset, and I'm normally, I don't let things get to me, but I mean, he used to be like everybody's favorite, you know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, we got this drastic change. His mom died. I think that's really when it started.
Yeah.
When his mom died, even his music changed.
He came out on an interview and said that right around that time, he, you know, with Taylor Swift too, that
right,
changed it.
Right.
And honestly, I understood, because he had a part in the interview where he said that he felt like, you know, he was with Jay-Z and stuff. He felt like they wasn't getting the accreditation that they needed to get. And he felt like, yo, I want my crew to get the Grammy. So that's understandable. But the way you execute the shit that you do, it don't have to be in a negative perspective at all.
Kanye West was pretty much feeding us with a spoon. We was just like, hey, are you going to like answer these questions directly? Because he was switching. He was swerving. Swerving, especially when Trump came up, he went straight to Obama. Like, he has really infatuation with Obama. Like,
he has an infatuation with when he messes up, and somebody say, hey, yeah, you're being a jackass for doing that, he's just like, oh, no, I'm not no jackass for doing anything. You know what I mean? And it's like, no, you're wrong for getting up there on that stage and doing that. That's fucked up because that was a little girl regardless. You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Granted, yes, Beyonce is the greatest entertainer of all time right now in this day and age. But at the end of the day, give that person their fucking respect. That was the wrong time and place to do that shit. And that's what the fuck happened. It bit back and bit him in the ass because Obama wanted to do something with him. He wanted to endorse him for his campaign, for that trial run, if I'm correct. You know?
He was salty about Obama.
Yeah, he was so salty for the whole fucking interview, dude.
He repeatedly just kept making jabs at Obama. Like, you can tell he really, really, you know, like Obama. I mean, but it's weird. It was really weird. It was creepy, like.
It was super creepy. It really was. Not only that, with the recent interview that he did with the radio on 107.2, I believe it's Memphis. Y'all can go see it. It's on YouTube as well. Just put in Kanye West interview 107.2. It should definitely pop up. It just happened yesterday where he was pretty much, the dude was just like, yo, what happened, son? He was like, y'all not my brothers. And nigga like, wait, we never said that. Y'all, you saying that you're representing a person who clearly does not like people of color. Be it fucking Spanish, Hispanic, Asian, Vietnamese, Black, Haitian, Jamaican. It don't fucking matter.
You can't deny what happened 300 years ago with slavery. You can't deny it. You can't forget it. That's not like something you could just put on the back burner and be like, oh, well, it happened. All right, now.
But guess what? That's what the fuck is wrong with society today. We're so brainwashed with these history books that they're teaching us, they're not giving us the history. Now a lot of the history is being given out because this is a whole new revolution. A lot of people just like, fuck that. We're not our ancestors. It's not the civil rights movement. It's not the fucking Black Panther movement. This is the millennial speaking at this time. And the millennial age is between 21 and 30 fucking five. And we refuse to be quiet.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't he say slavery was a choice?
He said, if you ask me, it was a choice. And I understood because somebody had to come back and reiterate what he said once again. Excuse me, y'all. We smoking, you hear me? So light up. If you ain't lit and lit up, you need to be lit up. But
There you go.
There it is. But somebody had to reiterate what he was saying because, like, I get what he's saying. Like, why we didn't fight back? Why didn't we do this? But how could we? Somebody literally stripped you away from everything that you know. Your language, your religion, down to your skivvies. You hear me? And you just put here. And you killed. You seen your mom killed. You seen your dad killed. Do you really think you're going to try and... You try and run away. You see what happened to the next nigga that try and fucking run away. You see what I'm saying? And then there was another quote saying Harriet Tubman released thousands of people. Why those thousands of people? You know what I mean? But they did. Why thousands of people didn't deal with like the settlements and stuff like that? Why they didn't help us and yada, yada, yada. They can only do so much. This is, you got to think about it. This is back way, way, way. But like I was saying, we're back. And we're still on the subject of Kanye. And pretty much, there was the quote of Harriet Tubman freed 1,000 slaves. And she could have freed 1,000 more. That's the quote. She could have freed 1,000 more if they did only knew they weren't slaves. You get what I mean? So I get the perspective of that as well. But dude, you cannot sit up there and be like, yo, 300 years was a choice. No, the fuck that wasn't. You cannot ever compare the Holocaust and two different, like our close friend said, two different genocides together. You can never compare another genocide with another one. It's different levels to that shit. But Kanye, my dude,
he got a lot of stuff going on.
He got a lot of stuff going on. I pray for him. And like he did in the radio interview, I don't like how he talks about himself now. And he's like, oh, Kanye, the radio host pretty much said, hey, we're going to pray for you, which is a positive thing to tell anybody, regardless if you don't believe in religion or don't believe in any God at all. That's something positive. You know, someone's trying to press up on you, not nothing negative. And he was like, no, normally people pray to ye. They don't pray for ye. You don't do that, son. You don't compare yourself like
you are
that.
God, nigga.
No, you can compare yourself. We are gods. We are his flesh. But you don't do that the way he's doing it. He's doing it in a negative perspective. I pray for my brother. I hope better for him. And we gonna stop right here. Pretty much, let me know y'all comments. Send me messages. I'm gonna post them on the next podcast that I have. So send me as many messages. Send me your feedback. Send me your statements. I want to hear what y'all have to say. Let your girl know. All right, you guys. So I'm coming to the ending of the show. For one, I have shit to do, just like you guys. So come back to this podcast if you want to hear more of my rants, positivity, celeb news, mainstream music, underground music, LGBT news, and everything from yours truly. If you have any questions, any statements, any messages you want to give me, by all means, I am very, 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 very open to it. Your girl needs sponsors. Your girl needs everything. This is my very first podcast, so I'm super proud of, you know, just doing this shit here with you guys. I'm happy if you're listening to me. I'm happy even if you just want to just sit down and just hurry up and scroll through that shit, you dig? But it's the fact that you're showing me love and you actually giving your girl that chance. What else here? What else I gotta say? A shout out to Anchor. For even coming up with this dope app. I need a sponsorship, Anchor.
Real nigga shit.
But this is your girl, Nola's Green Eye Goddess, your very own goddess. Peace and blessings. And we out this thing. Smoke one.
Yeah.
Get one.
Yeah.
Hit that.
Yeah.
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 With the candy. Bop.